And one final time from the Holmes County Fair, the 99th Holmes County Fair. And this is going to be a pretty special break. I have Holmes County Commissioner Dave Hall on with me now. And Dave, number one, I want to talk about the recent storms that have ravaged Holmes County and the response and where we're at right now. Why don't you take us through D-Day, your first morning after this happened?
Thanks, Pete. We were watching, monitoring that storm as it started coming in fast from Northwest Ohio, and I talked to the county engineer before midnight, and I said, this is going to be a big one. We didn't know what kind of big it was going to be, and we decided, everything was triggered to allow everyone to advance. The phones and the sirens were repetitive for about 15 minutes as this thing came rolling in, and eventually rolled in, and Chris Young, the county engineer, and I, we had enough cell service. We talked to each other and said we need to meet in the highway department. Well, we had to cut our way into the highway department, and we finally got there, chainsawed. We each had a chainsaw, and we got there about 1:15 in the morning, and during that time, we were able to assess a lot right there. We had a major storm come blowing in. We didn't know at the time if was it a bunch of tornadoes, what it was, but it was massive. So during that time, we got the engineer's office, and the call was, put the snow plows on the trucks. We need to start opening up all kinds of roads. We knew that at that time we had a serious issue on hand.
Yes, we did.
During that time, we were able to do an early assessment. Chris Young and I then took the county truck out to eastern part of the county, where we were getting reports early on that from basically Shreve on down, about a 15-mile patch with major damage. We started assessing at about 2:00 in the morning, and we were in the eastern part of the county, and we had the second wave hit us. We had heard that from the county garage employees in the western part of the county, said it's coming, it's bad, it's like the other one. So Chris and I decided, well, we need to get back to the Millersburg area, seek shelter. Well, we didn't make it there. We actually got outside between Millersburg and Berlin, and his pickup truck started lifting off the ground, and we're both in there, and then we started seeing trees about 8 inches wide going across the road in the air. And so we knew right then, my biggest prayer right there is praying for the people for safety at that time. It was something that we felt we were in a major incident. So that's where we started. That was basically the first 5 hours of a long 9-day process.
Yeah, and fast forward to where we're at today, it's just amazing the number of helping hands, number one, that came to the rescue, and how quickly things got restored.
Yeah, well, the major media hit me up and said, oh, this is going to take forever to restore. And so as I was traveling and through the media throughout the Cleveland media and all the media markets, they saw people cutting trees, and they just assumed they were county, state, township road workers. And they weren't.
They were neighbors.
They were neighbors helping neighbors.
Absolutely.
As usual. And so they were helping, and the media said, and I told them that this was just neighbors. They looked and said, so how many chainsaws do you own in this county? I said, quite a few. I think everyone owns one.
That's for sure. That is for sure.
So during that whole process of getting people on power, I made a call to the governor, Governor DeWine, and I said, we have an issue here. They're telling us the Weather Service saying this is a derecho. Well, I learned a lot about what a derecho is.
I had no
is.
Idea what it was.
Yeah, and so we talked, and he said, what can I do for you, Dave? And I said, my people of the county need restoration. We need teams on the ground. Holmes, Wayne, and Rural Electric, they were getting teams from other states. And the governor said, I'm going to call AEP, and we're going to get you teams. And even I said, well, I need tree cutting teams, too. We need that because we had waves of how we had to get this cleaned up.
You have no idea how many get involved. I mean, even chippers.
Yeah, it was chippers. Amazing amount of people we had to get involved. And when I was talking to these people who deal with, that are from out of state, dealing with hurricanes, they said, this is like a hurricane disaster. And I was so happy when I was getting reports that we had not had injuries and we had not lost a life. And our system worked. You know, having sirens where everyone could hear them, or the phone system where the sheriff's office set the phones off, it worked. That process worked to the point where it kept everyone safe, Pete. And we were able to, even during storm, we started assessing ourselves. What could we do better? You want to always think of how can government and leadership better themselves. Well, I looked at a lot of the areas. It was efficient, and it went real well. And then 2 weeks later, we had a tornado.
Yeah,
that right alone, that challenged us again because we were still in cleanup from the derecho, and I actually was right there in south of Shreve when that one happened. So, but the cleanup has been going good. Tell you a little story. You know, I'm a boy from Kilbuck, Ohio, and I grew up in the early age when we lived in Kilbuck and the 1969 flood happened.
Yep.
I'm sounding like an old dude here and reminiscing, but it made an impact on my life because I seen people from all over the county come over and help the people of Kilbuck. Well, fast forward to the derecho. I'm out there day number two in Berlin, Ohio. Outside of Berlin, they got hit hard. And I come on a township road, and there was a crew of about eight guys. You know, they knew they could handle a chainsaw real well. And I thought, well, you know, some of the locals. I get on this crew, and I said, they're Kilbuck boys over in Berlin. And I said, what are you doing here? And they said, they helped us out during the flood. Mom, Grandpa, and Granddad told us these stories. We want to help our friends. That's what I saw every part of my county, crisscrossing the county, Pete. And that was a very proud moment as myself, as a county commissioner, looking at those things that people helping above and beyond. And as you go down, you don't see as much damage as the weeks go along. The cleanup's going along, and we're hoping we got that out of our system, all these storms.
Well, I'll tell you what, people sprung into action the minute that happened. And, you know, like, how about the job of Holmes, Wayne Electric?
Oh.
I mean, they were absolutely fantastic in their work.
They came out, they reached out right away to me, and they said, we have some major issue. This is going to be worse than the ice storm of 2004. And I was a commissioner back then, and I knew then that we had to start doing things.
Yeah.
And, you know, getting information out to individuals, social media, the radio stations, and getting things going. And Holmes Wayne Electric, constantly they're in contact. And then AEP saw all that, and they started getting involved with it. But what I saw during that 9 days, and we had some hot days, triple index, I saw a lot of heroes. Mm-hmm. I was able to witness people with 50-pound packs on their backs, these linemen and the chipper guys and dealing with issues and climbing banks to get to poles and triple digits, and they did it because of the passion. They wanted to get the people electric on. That's just not in Holmes County, but Wayne County, you know. And we were in contact. I was in constant contact with the commissioners in Wayne County, and we had a great relationship. We knew that at that time there were no county.
Yeah.
We needed to make sure that the people in that area We addressed it. We'd get calls, and we would report and tag to the electric companies. We had an outage here.
these people are challenged, and it could be a dairy farm that needed to milk the cows to get to keep. We still needed to keep business and operations still going, and that was a challenge to make sure that happened.
You take a lot of things for granted, that's for sure. Dave, I appreciate your time on here, and so very thankful you're back in the community at a local level because we need help there as well.
Well, thank you, Pete, and I reminisce of the years. When I was a county commissioner first time around, I was in my 30s. Now I'm in my 60s with a little bit more experience.
Full circle
here, and it's good to be able to be at the talking and discussing what we can do to better our county. So it's a blessing to be here. Thanks, Pete.
Absolutely. Pete Norman for WQKT with Dave Hall, and that's my time for today.